pasuk says in this week's parsha that when Leah gave birth to her fourth child, she called him Yehuda. Vatomer hapam odes Hashem alken kor shmo Yehuda vatamod miledes. She calls her son Yehuda because hapam odes Hashem, and then the Torah adds vatamod miledes. She stopped giving birth for this period of time. She stopped having children. Why does the Torah have to add these two extra words? It doesn't say that after Bilhah gave birth to Naphtali, or after Zilpah gave birth to Asher, even though they stopped having children then. So why dafka by Leah does it add these two extra words that she stopped giving children? She stopped having children. At this point, she had two more later, but at this point she stopped having children. The Tur in his Perash on Chumash writes a very remarkable thing. He says when Leah gave birth to Yehuda, she said, "Hapam odes Hashem." She was kenosin hodor lamokam shenasan lo kol chelka. She thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving her portion. V'lo biksha al yoser, and she didn't ask for more. She didn't have a bakosha for more. Ulekach omdo miledes. That's why she stopped having children. The Torah is saying, apparently, the Torah is giving a veiled criticism of Leah. The fact that she didn't ask for more, her hodor didn't include a bakosha lahaba, a tefillah that she should have more children, that's why she wasn't zocha. At this point in time, she wasn't zocha to more children. We find later in the parasha that when Rachel gives birth to Yosef, she says, Osef Elokim es cheposi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken my embarrassment away. Now I also have children, I have a child. And then the pasuk says, Vatikra shmo Yosef, lema Yosef Hashem li bein achem. She says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give me another child. Rachel asked for more. Leah didn't ask for more. And apparently the Torah is somewhat critical of Leah for not asking for more. It seems as if part of a proper hodah is a bakosha for the future. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he's given us. We also should be asking for future hatava, for extra bracha. Not to be satisfied with what we have, but rather we should be asking for more. We find this idea in many different contexts. Hallel is full of different expressions of hodah, of thanks and of praise. And how do we end Hallel? Ana Hashem Oshiyana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana. We end with a tefillah lahaba. Kadosh Baruch Hu should continue to save us. He should give us success in the future. Shemona Esrei is the same. We have 13 middle brachas of bakosha. And then we have a modem. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu, Al Niflosecha V'Tavasecha Shebechol Eis. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything we have in life. And how do we end? Hatov kilo cholu rachamecha, hamrachim kilo samu chasadecha. We ask for more rachamim, for more chesed. And then we have sim shalom, tova uvracha, chen v'chesed v'rachamim. We're asking for so much more. We're thankful for what we have, but it's not enough. We ask for more. That means it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Brachas in the ninth parak quotes Ben Azai, who says, Hanichnas lakrach, someone who comes into a dangerous city, a dangerous area. No saying hodah al sha'ava v'tzoek al he'osid. He gives hodah for the past and he cries out for the future. When he leaves the krach of danger, he gives hodah for the past and he's soek for the future. It sounds like a part of a proper hodah is a bakosha for the future, always asking for future hatava, for future chesed, for extra bracha. At first glance, it seems puzzling. That's called being grateful. Not to be satisfied with what a person has. It sounds selfish. Someone does something good for you, and you say thank you, but you know, could you do more? Imagine a person gives you a cake for your birthday, and say thank you very much. But next time, could you make a big party, invite my friends, and maybe you can give me a lot of presents? It doesn't sound like a very grateful thing to do. Right? That's not an expression of thanks. Is it an expression of thanks? Perhaps we can answer this question based on a comment of the Rambam. We know the Torah promises us that if we shomer Torah mitzvahs properly, we'll get bracha, material bracha. Psukim in Parshas Bechukosai, in Parshas Kisavo, and in other places. The Torah mentions many brachos gashmios, many physical blessings that we can receive if we shomer Torah mitzvahs properly. And a lot of them are far shema troubled. How can that be? The Gemara says at the end of the first parak in Kiddushin, Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Malekah, that the Schar for Mitzvahs is not given in this world. How can the Torah promise us material bracha for being Shomer Torah Mitzvahs? The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Tes writes that, of course, the Iker Schar for Mitzvahs is not given in this world. But the Torah promises us that if we learn Torah properly, if we observe mitzvos in the right way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant us bracha. He'll remove kol advarim hamonim osanum milavod oso yisbarach. He'll remove all of the impediments, all the things that prevent us from serving him properly. And he'll grant us bracha. He'll give us the brachas that make it easier for us to serve him. The purpose of all of the material bracha of life is not for our own enjoyment. Rather, it's to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to act as a means to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. That's the goal of the material bracha. Maybe that's why a part of a proper hoda'ah is a bakasha for the future. Hoda'ah towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu always should involve a bakasha for the future, because it demonstrates that a person understands the purpose of the bracha that he's received. That he understands it's not for his personal, his physical, his personal enjoyment, his own satisfaction. It's to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's to serve as a means to bring him closer, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu even better. That's what Rachel said. Yosef Hashem li bein acha. She wanted the opportunity to serve as an Ein B'Yisrael. A greater opportunity. One is wonderful, but two is even better. Can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better if she has two children. She wasn't looking at it selfishly. She was looking at it as an opportunity to serve more. And that's why a proper Hadah, to thank Hashem properly, one has to be mevakesh for the future. Because that bakosh is not a selfish expression. To the contrary, it's an expression of the person's desire to have the opportunity to serve Hashem more.